This is an All Ears English podcast. Can't stand mayo? Plus the best deli in New York City.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a listener question about the phrase, I can't stand. Can you say this as a question or as a positive statement? Find out today. Plus, learn the best place to go to get sandwiches in downtown Manhattan. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hello there, Michelle. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh my gosh. I am excited to be here on a weekend episode. It's amazing to be able to provide content for our listeners on the weekend, Michelle. Isn't that incredible?
It definitely is. But I have a question for you.
Okay, ready.
What is something that you can't stand?
Oh, I can't stand the sound of nails on a chalkboard, right? Uh-huh. I hate that sound. It just, a lot of people have a visceral reaction to that. What about you? What's something that you can't stand?
I can't stand a few things. Well, I can't stand when people aren't kind, when people are rude.
Yeah.
But on the more pet peeve scale, I can't stand loud chewing. And I can't stand when people crack their knuckles.
Oh, and living in New York, you really get like a when I lived in New York, I just felt like I lived really among the people in a sense. Like, I don't ride the train as much here or the bus or anything. I don't really leave my house in Denver. But in New York, I was always out in the city. I was always out in the city around people. And so you must kind of feel that way sometimes being out in the city. Just like things happening, sounds of knuckles cracking. Is that true?
I feel that way just on my couch because it's all Dan. With the knuckles.
Oh my gosh.
I'm always like, don't, I hit his hand. I'm like, no.
Right.
But, it's hilarious. But yes, I know there are, of course, things in the city that I can't stand, like, right. You know, just how crowded things could get, the weather. So, but it's all good. So we're going to talk about this more in a second, but we have something important to say, right, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh. We want to make sure you guys know that very, very soon, Google Podcasts is going away. So Google Podcasts is one of the ways that some of you guys are currently listening to this show in the Google Podcast app, but that is going away very, very soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I know, but All Ears English, of course, is not going away.
That's right.
We want you to find another way to listen to this podcast. Michelle, what are our choices here? We have a few choices, many choices, right?
Yeah, pick your favorite. We have Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Or you could even watch on YouTube. We put our podcast up on YouTube.
Yeah, if you decide that you want to see us on camera and learn that way, you can go over and hit subscribe on the All Ears English channel on YouTube. And then the cool thing about podcasting is that there are so many other podcast players that you could find and listen to. All right. So guys, go and find a new place to consume All Ears English because we are going strong with 5 episodes a week now, Michelle.
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Good stuff. Okay.
Awesome. So today we have a listener question about the expression can't stand it, right?
Yes.
So the listener asked 2 questions, but we're going to focus on this one today. We also want to direct you to episode 2171, which is Take Your English Up a Notch with this episode. So that was a good one.
Yeah, go check out that episode, guys. And Michelle, shall I read the listener question?
Yes.
Okay, this is a question from Mai from Japan. Oh, I'm excited. So Mai says, I've been listening to your podcast for 3 years, and it is always very useful for my English studies. Recently, I started a volunteer job as an English teacher for kids. So especially these recent episodes, 2140 and 2146, were so productive for me when I teach my students about those questions in the future. I appreciate your great work. Michelle, it is so cool to know that Mai is using All Ears English and then turning around and teaching kids. I love that. Don't you love that?
I love that too. Yes, that's great. Wow, what an amazing thing to teach kids.
It's awesome. All right, here we go. So Mai has some questions. She says, there's a phrase, I can't stand it. It means I can't endure it, right? Is it okay to use it in an affirmative and an interrogative sentence like, I can't stand the noise, instead of I can endure the noise? To be honest, I've never heard of it in those sentences. Ooh, Michelle, it's an interesting question.
Yeah, absolutely. This is great. And the cool thing is I planned this episode yesterday. And after that, all I can hear is people say, can't stand it. This is extremely common. Extremely common. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Oh, you're right, Michelle. You're right. It is everywhere. And that's why I'm so glad that Mai picked it up. But there are, you know, there are certain phrases that can only be said in certain ways. It's true. And that's really what Mai is asking about. So again, let's just talk about what it means again. So when you say, I can't stand X, what does it mean, Michelle?
It's, you don't like something, or it makes you uncomfortable. It's unlikable to you in some way. It's just, right? Basically that sound. Right? So I can't stand something. But this is much different than just saying like, oh, I'm not a big fan of something. I don't like this. This is really emphatic. This is very emotional sounding, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, it's a strong statement. You should save it for the things that you feel pretty passionate about when you want to really make a statement. If you just feel kind of neutral about something or you kind of dislike something, don't say I can't stand it. Right. Save it for the things, like it sounds like for you, Michelle, kindness is one of your highest values, right?
Yes, I try. So,
right. And so when you see people being unkind to others, you really can't stand it. It really fires you up. It makes you angry, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. Yeah. So let's do some examples. Lindsay, what's the first one? This is true for me.
My mom can't stand snakes. She's so afraid of them. Florida, interesting place to be if you can't stand snakes.
My mom, she can't even look at a picture of a snake.
Okay.
It's like that bad. She has a real phobia.
Oh, boy. Okay. What else?
I can't stand this cold weather anymore.
Yeah. I was having this conversation with my partner last week. We were saying, could we just bypass winter and move somewhere that it doesn't happen, like California? We said, maybe we could, even though we're winter sports people, maybe we could just give it up. You know,
I could give it up. I could give it up for sure. That would be great. Well, that's what my parents do. They spend part of the year in Florida.
Right. And what's the term for that? We could do another episode.
Snowbird.
That's a great term that our listeners, especially if you're living in the U.S. on the East Coast, you should know the term snowbird. We'll do another episode about seasonal movements, things like that.
Love it. Yes. And what's another example?
All right. He couldn't stand the way his girlfriend spoke to waiters and waitresses. Yes.
I feel like that's a red flag if you're dating someone and you hear that they're rude to waiters and waitresses. It's something about that that you can kind of tell a lot about a person.
Well, especially because on a first date or two, you should be on your best behavior. So if that is their best behavior, what's their worst behavior?
Right. Right. Exactly. So those are a few examples. You could also say, I can't take it, right, Lindsay? Yeah. Oh, I can't take it when blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yeah. Basically means the same thing. Yeah, totally. I love it. And what else, Michelle?
Let's use it in a very slightly different way. I wanted to highlight this because sometimes it's used more so about being unable to survive something, like kind of like the endure examples, or you can't get over something. So for example, we can't stand to lose this account.
Okay.
Right? Or so that's a little bit different.
So you're kind of, so this is interesting because this is talking about something that could happen in the future. right?
True. Yes. Right. Yes. It's like we won't be able to come back from this. We can't stand to have this happen.
Exactly. Like we have no margin for error here. Right.
Yeah.
This has to work out. If it doesn't, it might kill the company, for example. Right. So I can't stand to get another F on an exam. It means maybe you're saying this on the day of the exam. Right.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've had some not so great grades already. So you're saying I can't stand, you know, then I might not actually pass the class.
Exactly. So that's kind of slightly different in terms of what you're saying. So our listeners should take note, guys, take note of that. There's two slightly different ways to say can't stand. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, Michelle, we're going to answer our listeners' question directly here, right?
Yep.
So
do we say we can stand something?
And that is what our listener Mai asked directly, right? Am I right? Yes.
Yep.
Yes. So what's the answer?
I don't think we use it as much. No. We could. I thought of a way of how it's used. I mean, I think that the easy answer is not really, right? But if you want to say it, this is how you would do it. You might say something like, I can stand the noise, but it would probably be connected to something else. For example, I can stand the noise, but I can't handle the lights.
That's a good point. So just keeping it short, the chunk is I can't stand this. So if you're going to say I can stand this, you need to give a bit more context and build out your statement. Okay.
Right. Yeah. You don't normally just say, oh, Lindsay, I can stand this. It's usually connected to something else. So it wouldn't be a statement by itself.
That would be very high level and it would work, but we're going to give our listeners, we're going to give you guys a few other options that are actually better than using can stand in the affirmative, right?
Right. So what's the first one?
All right, here we go. So I'm okay with X, right? So I'm okay with the early mornings, but I can't stand the late nights. I like how we made that contrast.
Right. Exactly. So this is something I'm okay with something.
Right.
That would be pretty, pretty common. The next thing you could say is I can take, right? I can take rain, but I can't stand snow.
Yeah. And this is good for our listeners, guys, when you're talking about what's your ideal client? Climate. What's your ideal client? What's your ideal climate? Where do you want to live? What is your ideal city? If you're thinking of moving, well, I can't stand the snow, but I can take the rain. Right.
Right. Right.
Great
phrase
to have.
Right. And I can take X. I think I think that one is also a little bit better if it's connected to a second part of the statement. And what's the last one?
So X doesn't bother me. Right. So, for example, hard work doesn't bother me, but I can't stand tests. I kind of feel that way, too.
Me too. I always hate it. I had test anxiety.
Yeah. Who doesn't? Well, one question here that Mai had, too. Can we say this in the interrogative? Like, can we ask the question, can you stand the snow in the winter, Michelle, in New York? Can you stand the snow in the winter?
I don't think it's not that common.
Yeah, like you can say it, guys. You can get away with it. It works. It's just there are better things to say, right? Yeah, and we could do another episode probably to go into that direction because it's too much vocabulary for today. Yes, we want to make sure you guys remember what you learn, right? But we'll do a follow-up to this episode.
I think that would be good.
To talk about the interrogative question that Mai had. But first, we have a role play, Michelle.
Let's do it. So here we are, friends, and we are waiting in line to get a sandwich.
Here we go. Okay. Oh, man, I can't stand this line.
I'm okay with this line. I just hope the sandwich is worth it.
Well, it's supposed to be the best. I just hope there's not too much mayo. I can't take it when there's too much mayo.
I can take mayo, but I can't take cheese.
This makes me think of, is Cat's Deli still open in New York?
Yeah.
Kind of the most famous New York shop, sandwich shop? Okay. Is that on the Lower East Side?
I believe so. That's where, which movie is it?
I don't know. I didn't know that there was a movie film there.
Oh, Cat's Deli. Yeah, it's where the Billy Crystal, Meg Ryan...
Oh, you're talking about You've Got Mail? No, not You've Got Mail.
No. I can't think of it right
now. Must Love Dogs? No. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, guys, Cat's Deli is one of the most famous sandwich shops in all of New York City.
Delis.
Yeah, definitely go there and try a sandwich. What is their fame? Do they have a famous... Do you know, Michelle? I'm asking you all the questions.
I don't know that much about it, right. But yes, I know it's famous.
All right, go check it out, guys. All right, Michelle, what did we say here in this episode?
So we are waiting in line, and you said, I can't stand this line.
Yeah, and you said, I'm okay with the line. Now, this would be a good place for intonation, right? Because I made a strong statement. I said, I just can't stand this line. And you contrasted what I said by saying, I'm okay with the line. I just hope the sandwich is worth it. Interesting.
Right. So we're putting the emphasis on line and sandwich.
Exactly. Here. So guys, this is connection right here. Because with my intonation, I'm acknowledging I heard you, Michelle, what you can't stand. And I'm saying, I'm contrasting my statement with yours. Okay. Really good.
Exactly. Yes.
Yes.
And then I said, I can't take it when there's... Oh, no. You said, I can't take it when there's too much mayo. Lindsay, do you like mayonnaise?
I actually like mayo. I mean, sometimes there's too much mayo. But in sandwiches, I like a good amount of mayo and mustard. You know, get it in there. Because I don't like a dry sandwich. That's always a bummer, I think.
I like mustard, but not mayo.
Okay. Everyone has strong feelings about mustard mayo, for sure.
True. It's true.
Yeah. And then you said, I can take mayo, but I can't take cheese. So now we're really, and obviously, guys, you probably wouldn't hear us repeat these phrases again.
Yeah.
Right? As we always say on the show, but just to show you an example, to show what you like and what you don't like, what you hate. Yeah?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
All right. Well,
this is a great question, Lindsay. What's the takeaway for today?
Yeah, so there's a lot we can do here, but focus on connection. Focus on, obviously, it's great to express what you don't like, what you hate with I can't stand. For now, I would stick to the chunk, I can't stand X. Use that, experiment with that, and then you might hear natives using it differently in the interrogative or in the question format. But stick with the, what you know is correct for now until you hear other ways of using it,
yes,
I would say.
Exactly. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And we can do a follow-up in the future. But this was just so much fun. I love this episode.
Yeah, we got to talk about Cat's Deli, the best sandwich shop in New York, and all this good stuff. So, all right, Michelle, I will see you very soon on the next episode. You have a good Saturday.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.